a desire to be like the world is a constant battle that we must fight. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 7 and 8 say this, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'Obey the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. According to all the deeds that they have done, from the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are also doing to you.'" God says that this request that the Israelites have made to have a king like the other nations is simply the latest actions in a long line of forsaking the Lord and serving other gods. Samuel, what they are doing to you in rejecting your leadership at this point is that they are really rejecting me, and they've been doing it for centuries. They have this constant craving to be like the world and to distrust my word. Well, this is definitely a battle we all face, isn't it? The future looks rocky, or the ground beneath our feet begins to quake a little bit. And so we look around to see what other people are reaching for to stabilize them, and we reach for the same thing. It's called pragmatism. We look to see what seems to be working for other people, and then we want the same thing. So for instance, the church seems to be ineffective or even wayward. So what are the latest techniques of the world that will get her back on track? I know. How about churches based on common interests like horses or NASCAR or style of worship? The world suggests using marketing ploys and gimmicks and turning ministry into a fun-filled theater. And to avoid talking about sin and the destruction that it causes, stop holding people accountable to God's word and just let them be their own unique self. Or, "My marriage is unstable. What does the world suggest?" Well, it suggests stepping out because the grass is greener, at least for a little while, or giving up altogether. How about consulting your girlfriends without ever consulting your Bible? Or there's a lack of manly leadership, and there doesn't seem to be much hope for it in the future. What does the world offer? Well, it suggests that men take a back seat and let women assume the role of leadership and protection. It suggests looseness and laziness concerning marriage. It suggests putting off responsibility for as long as possible. It suggests to fill your life with toys and entertainment and amusements with no concern for righteousness, integrity, dignity, humility, or masculinity. The desire to distrust the word of God and be like the world is one of the oldest desires. The desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions is not from the Father, but from the world. And we must go to battle against it. As you pray today, please remember Dr. John David Smith, our Executive Director of Missions. And also remember the Poe Karen Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.